This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Shanning and Roshan. Now, Transparency International has released its annual Corruption Perceptions Index for 2019 yesterday, and Malaysia has moved 10 places up the ranking to number 51 out of 180 countries. So Malaysia scored 53 out of 100 points in the latest index compared to 47 points out of 100 last year. So the CPI is an aggregate index capturing perceptions of corruption, specifically in the public sector.
So basically, we went from a failing grade last year to a passing grade this year.
Just barely,
but still, it's the difference between a D and a C, I guess. Or is it an E and a D? I can't remember. But looking at the overall rankings, the top five countries are Denmark, New Zealand, Finland, Singapore and Sweden. The top 10 scores range between 87 to 80, so all high distinctions, all these A-star students right here. The bottom five countries are Somalia, South Sudan, Syria, Yemen and Venezuela, and their scores range from 9 to 18. So we're right in the middle, and I guess like the KLCI, we are neither here nor there. Our range moves just over the middle of our mark there.
Well, within the ASEAN region, Malaysia is ranked third, best after Singapore and Brunei. And among Islamic countries, we're ranked fifth after UAE, Qatar, Brunei and Saudi Arabia. So you're right, we're kind of like sandwiched in the middle.
So joining us on the line to provide some insight into the rankings, we have Dr. Mohamed Mohan, President of Transparency International Malaysia. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Mohan. Now, Malaysia has had its best showing in the latest Transparency International CPI. What accounts for this leap in rankings, do you think?
Okay, good morning and thank you. As you have mentioned, we have moved 10 spots up to 51 in 2019. And among the likely reasons for this jump is the swift action taken by the Pakatan Harapan government to address the mega scandals of the 1MPP, SRC International, Felda and Tabung Haji. This is one of the reasons. The other thing is the arrest of several high-profile political figures related to these corruption cases by, and also for money laundering by MACC. The other factor which we see that has contributed to this jump is the government has a clear plan. I mean, if you remember 1 year ago, the National Anti-Corruption Plan was launched. And inside this plan, there are 115 initiatives. So those who are surveyed, because this CPI is actually corruption in the public sector, and the respondents are generally experts, business analysts, bankers, and so on. So they see that Malaysia is moving in the right path, and they see that this National Anti-Corruption Plan is a good initiative by the government. So these are some of the factors that has actually contributed to the jump in our ranking.
And Dr. Mohan, while the overall score has increased, are there any areas of concern that Malaysia is regressing in?
Yes. First, although we improved the score by 6 points and rank moved up by 10 spots, but Malaysia cannot be complacent, because not to forget that there are 49 countries ahead of us. So we must continue with the reform agenda. And one of the few of the things that of concern to us that we are still regressing is that, for example, the tendering system, you know, the earlier in the Pakatan Harapan manifesto, they promised that they will be open tender for projects and so on. So in some cases, we see that, you know, this is not being done properly. You know, there is still some direct negotiations going on. And if you remember, a month ago, we also had politicians issuing support letters and recommendations letters, something which we heard in the previous regime, you know. So so these are things that the Pakatan Harapan government should stop, you know. This kind of support letters and so on should not go through. And the other one is the concern on money politics. In the recent by-elections, a few by-elections, we have seen money politics have come into play again. And so these are some of the concerns which the government must address if we want to see Malaysia improving further.
Right. So there's still a lot of room for us to grow there. As you said, there's still 49 countries ahead of us. Now, there are a number of recommendations you've put forward for Malaysia to improve its performance. Could you highlight the three areas that the government should prioritize in your view?
Yes. the government of the day should show first political will to accelerate institutional reforms. You know, a committee was formed and the recommendations for institutional reforms were made. But unfortunately, this has not been made public yet, you know. And so this is something that the government should push for it. Now, for example, MACC, there should be greater empowerment for MACC so that they are independent. And for example, the term of office for the MACC commissioner should be decided by parliament and not be decided by the prime minister. So although there has been some development on this, where for this position, Parliamentary Select Committee will be involved in recommending the names to the Prime Minister, but the tenor of office should not be decided by the Prime Minister. So this has to do with some of the law has to be amended, you know, to under the MACC Act. To allow the parliament to actually decide on the tenure of office for the commissioner. The second thing that the government should push is for the political financing bill, as well as the IPCMC bill. You know, this has been delayed. It was supposed to be tabled last year, and for some reason they have been postponed. So we hope that in 2020, in March sitting, at least the bill will be debated, and especially the IPCMC bill. This has been tracked for a very, very long time. And the third thing that we would recommend is the National Anti-Corruption Plan, where there are 115 initiatives. What the government should do is to make it public as they progress. You know, now 1 year has passed, and they should inform the public, because that is a public document. Where have they achieved? Now, many of these initiatives have to be executed through government departments and agencies and so on. So civil servants particularly shouldn't take it as a burden and try to delay or the implementation. And I would suggest that the Public Service Department should incorporate these initiatives as part of the key performance indicators for the civil servants, so that they feel that they should not feel this is a burden. But they should execute it as part of the initiative to improve our corruption perception index. So these are the three things that I would think that it's important for the government to prioritize.
So, Dr. Mohan, the thing is, so according to the CPI, in general, Malaysia has improved across a range of governance and freedom indices over the past year and a half. And yet, public perception views the progress of reforms as having been quite slow. So is there a disconnect that we can perceive here between the government's performance and public perception?
Yes, you're right. There is definitely a disconnect between public perception and the government's efforts. And this is particularly evident in the rural areas. Perhaps the urban areas, people are well informed, they're exposed to social media, and so they know what is going on. But in the rural areas, until today, many still do not understand what is 1MDB or the SRC case at all. You know, so I think the government should, apart from making all these initiatives like the National Anti-Corruption Plan and pushing for the initiatives to be executed, there also need to be a strong engagement between government, the public, and the civil societies. What they should do is to, through their members of parliament or their adunds or their ministries, they should have regular dialogue with the public and explain to them where are we. As I gave an example of the 115 initiatives, if I think 1 year they would have probably completed about 20 over initiatives. Now, until today, they have not made it public and explained what they have done, what they have achieved, what are their constraints. Sometimes some of these initiatives, you need certain amendments to the law.
Right.
And if you have not done that, it's difficult for the government. But they have to explain to the public. And I think this is one weakness we see in the Pakatan Harapan government, that they are unable to communicate this to the masses. And that gives the public a perception that they have not done enough. But the fact is, the Pakatan Harapan government, they have done quite a lot of initiatives. Some ministries have seen their report cards, and they have done quite a lot, which we have never seen before in the history of Malaysian politics.
All right, and thank you very much for your insight this morning, Dr. Mohan. That was Dr. Mohamed Mohan, President of Transparency International Malaysia, talking to us about the results of the Corruption Perceptions Index, which saw Malaysia jump 10 places. Encouraging to see that there has been some improvement, but as Dr. Mohan highlighted, there are a number of issues still that need to be addressed, including things like the MACC Commissioner's term.
I think the other thing that the government can do, or even civil society can do, is to emphasize the importance of clamping down on corruption, because there isn't necessarily a direct correlation between corruption and things like the cost of living. Because if there is corruption in a project, for example, it would elevate the cost of project. And in the longer term, Malaysians will have to pay more for that. So that's a classic example where sometimes the correlation isn't seen immediately, but there is one, and it affects all of us in the longer term.
So addressing the issues, systemic issues in our country, is still a work in progress, but encouraging to see that there has been progress nevertheless. Right now, though, we're heading into the 8 o'clock news. And after that, The Breakfast Grill, where Noel Lim speaks with Tan Sri Dr. Jeffrey Chia, founder and chairman of Sunway Group. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.